Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 00. Wait a second. I can't say 00 anymore. Oh my God, we're in double digits.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 10. So I'm doing this podcast from my car right now, actually, because I wanted to get this podcast out to you, and I was sitting in traffic, and I, like we all do, right, we sit in traffic and we just kind of think, unless we're listening to music. I listen to music to traffic and a lot, actually, which I was doing right before I decided to start podcasting and talking to you guys. But I also do a lot of thinking, and so I wanted to put out a podcast about determination, motivation, and just willpower, you know, strength, inner strength to overcome difficulties and make progress in this music. And I want to relate it actually to this business and what I'm trying to create with jazzpianoschool.com. So jazz, it takes a lot of effort, right? It takes a lot of effort to get better at this music. In the beginning, to be honest with you, it actually goes very fast because you are just new, you know, like you're like a brand new baby, taking in all the information possible. You know, everything's new and great. Everything you learn, you know, your scales, your triads, your voicings, your seventh chords, listening to jazz, listening to pop songs, you know, different rhythmic feels. Everything's so fresh and new, just like anything in life, you know, relationships, whatever you're doing, sport, work, it just feels great to get into it, but you're going to reach plateaus. And I talked to Dr. Griffith about this on the other podcast just a little bit, but you're always going to reach a point in your life in anything where you hit a plateau and you don't feel like you're making any progress. And for some reason, I found that this happens a lot in jazz because it's very exploratory, and that's how lots of people view it. I've viewed it as that in the past, and other students I've taught has viewed it as that. In order to make progress, you need to do a lot of exploring. And so although I find this to be true, my goal and my vision with Jazz Piano School is to help you guys remove that component from your progress. So I want Jazz Piano School to contain so much information from as many avenues as possible that you never, ever have to hit a plateau. When you are done learning a concept or an approach or some sort of voicing, you can always go back and learn more or improve more. There's always something to work on. Ever since I haven't had really a private lesson teacher since I graduated college back in, 2006, almost 10 years ago. That's crazy. So ever since I haven't had a private teacher, it's hard. You know, it's hard without that coach. It's hard without, everyone has coaches, the greatest golfers, basketball players. I love sports, so I always relate this to sports when I talk to my students or anyone else. But everyone has a coach. Everyone can benefit from having a set of eyes on them or having a tutor or an instructor to listen, another set of ears to listen to your playing and say, hey, I'm hearing this. Because it's really hard to listen to yourself play and analyze it because we always hear certain things. You know, we're never going to hear the same way someone else hears our self playing. It's just different. And it's the same thing with any other skilled type of talent or hobby that people do, you know, like sports is a great example. Golfers, it's really hard to analyze yourself play because you're watching yourself play, you're feeling your body. But if someone else looks at you and they can tell you what's going on, that's why it's great to have a coach. So same thing with jazz. That's why I always actually encourage you guys to record yourself, because in the moment, as you're practicing, it's always hard to hear something. But if you record yourself lots, like a lot, and I know in the beginning, excuse me, it's really hard to get over the thought of listening to yourself because you're just like, oh my God, it sounds so terrible. But you just have to listen and analyze your playing. You know, just don't be too much of a critic, but just kind of, you know, listen to it, you know, just let it go by. And then when you hear small things, just make note of it, you know, just treat it as like an assignment, basically. So you should always listen to yourself. But anyway, my point is, having a coach, ever since I haven't had a lesson, a piano teacher to teach me, it's been hard to make progress. And I don't want that to happen for you guys. I want you guys to always be motivated. I want you to always be able to pull up videos, to pull up transcriptions, analysis, rehearsals, or when our course comes out later in the year, I want you to be able to sign in and go to your next lesson that is going to teach you and help you make that next step. Now, the only barrier that will be blocking you from making progress will ultimately be yourself at that point, because you have all the information, you have the steps, you have the facility, the gateway to go and make progress. But the only thing will be yourself if you're not practicing, you know, if you're not being disciplined and you're not motivated or determined, or you have that willpower to make progress. So that's what I want to talk about, and I guess I've been talking about it already, but but determination and willpower is a funny thing. You know, you have to really think about the reason why. You know, why am I trying to do this? And the better that you guys, the more you can think about this, the more you can really dig down deep into the reason that you want to learn jazz piano or any sort of style based off of the harmonies of jazz, or just want to be able to sit down and play, the more you can get into that, the better you're going to be at making progress. And this holds true for a lot of things in life. So I wanted to create this business to help people with jazz piano and help them learn jazz piano, because all my students and everyone, you know, even people would come up and talk to me. They'd be like, oh, you're so great, I wish I could do that. Or my students would be like, I want to get as good as you, you know, not to be arrogant or anything. Or, you know, I want to learn how to play so-and-so from Oscar Peterson or Brad Meldow. And so I truly believe anyone can learn this music. Anyone can sit down and do the things I do, or do the things that you hear in the albums. And all it takes is great instruction. And that's what I wanted to bring to everyone across the world. I wanted to be the center hub for education and let people know that it's actually possible for you, listening to this podcast, to sit down and get to a point where you're playing with no music and you're sounding exactly like we sound on the albums. And so it took a lot of determination, but knowing that why, my purpose, you know, why did I want to do this? Why did I want to create this business? It helped me get up at 5 a.m. every day to go fix a line of code in the website. You know, it still helps me get up every day to create the course that I'm going to be releasing later on in the year. And I forgot to mention the website up at the beginning because I was amped to talk today. But again, we're associated with the website, www.jazzpianoschool.com. And so that why is always going to be the driving force behind your wheel, right? It's just like going to the gym. You need to have a why in order to be successful in whatever goal that you want to accomplish. And I actually worked in the gym for a long time while I was doing music on the side. And I've seen it, you know, it's not like I'm telling you guys this. I'm not speaking to you like this just out of nowhere. You know, I've seen it on a day-to-day basis, guys. I worked in the gym industry for 5 years, actually. I'm not huge or anything, like a big, you know, like Arnold. But I'm just into fitness. I'm into health. And I liked working at the gym and helping people get fit, you know, and helping them lose weight if that's what they want to do, or just feel better about themselves, feel confident. I've always been a person who enjoys helping, you know, and helping lead people to a path of a better lifestyle or whatever they're looking to accomplish. So, you know, it made sense for me to actually go into creating this hub for jazz piano. But in the fitness industry, people would sit down at my desk, you know, and I'd ask them the very first question I'd ask them is what are you looking to do? You know, what do you want to do in here? And I'd get all sorts of responses. Well, you know, I want to lose a couple pounds, you know, I want to gain muscle, you know. And that's all fun and dandy, you know? And the same thing, what do you want to do with piano? I want to be able to sit down and play jazz piano. And I hear that all the time. I want to be able to play like Oscar Peterson or Art Tatum. But that is great, but it's not going to get you there. Just knowing what you want to accomplish is just your goal. That's your objective. What you need to know is the actual reasons why you want to accomplish that. So if I had someone overweight, let's say they wanted to lose 30 pounds. They sat down at my desk. They told me, I want to lose 30 pounds. I'd say, okay, great. Why? And they go, well, you know, I just feel like I could lose, you know, a little bit of weight. I could afford to lose some weight. Okay, great. I understand that. Why? And I would just keep going. And I would just keep going and keep going, keep prying. And it's almost like a therapy session. You know, you have to peel back the layers of the onion, as they would tell us. You know, you really got to get inside. And as I would keep asking them why, the layers would keep unfolding. Well, you know, in high school, I kind of got made fun of for my weight. And so now I've got a job. I feel a little bit more confident. It's time to do something about it. So I feel good enough that I feel like I can stick to a schedule and work out. Okay, great. Well, still, why do you want to lose the weight though? You know, and until they gave me that answer, you know, that gut answer where it's just like, that's it. That's why you want to lose the weight, you know? And I'd wait for that answer. And it would sound something like this. I'd keep asking them why. Well, you know, to be honest with you, Brendan, my son is growing up, and we went to play baseball the other day, and he was running around, and honestly, I couldn't play with him. And my life just flashed before my eyes, and I thought, where am I going to be in 2 years? Where am I going to be in 5 years? You know, am I gonna have a heart attack and die one day because I'm just lightly jogging with my son playing baseball with him? You know, that would be terrible. So right when they give me that answer, I'm like, that's it. That's your why. That's going to be the driving force to help you succeed and make progress with your weight loss. And I want you to go home and write that down and hold it with you. Every time you wake up in the morning, every time you don't want to go to the gym, every time you're thinking about eating that cupcake or that cake or those chips, I want you to look at that reason and remember that. Because ultimately, that is going to be what determines whether you fail or succeed at your weight loss. If you can hold that with you the entire time, then I guarantee you will succeed. So I bet it's funny, guys, you hear me talk like this, a little bit of motivational talk, and I love it. I just love helping people and seeing them progress, you know, and I love motivating people to do things that they don't think they can do, because I know everyone can do it. I know all of you guys listening can be great at piano, jazz piano. It sounds kind of funny, you know, jazz piano, but it's an amazing outlet. Music is an amazing outlet for everyone. Music is the only thing in life that I've ever seen. I was thinking about this other day. I was having a conversation with my friend. It's the only thing I've ever seen change people's moods instantly, on the spot. You know, just feeling crappy, and they put their headphones in, and bam, they're just cheered up, they're grooving, they're listening to the music, you know. And think about this. I mean, iTunes, right? The iPod, when it first came out, what, like 8 years ago, 10 years ago? This is what music, right? iTunes was based, or Apple rather, was based off of the iPod, off of music. It's what started the whole Apple phenomenon. So they worked their way, I mean, obviously computers and stuff, but really when they started to blow up, it was because of the release of the iPod and the iPhone, and then all their gadgets started coming out. But again, music is at the heart of everyone. It's emotionally at the heart of everyone. Spiritually, physically, it gets you going. It enters you on all levels, and it connects with every single person on the planet. There's not one person on this planet right now where if they put their favorite song on, no matter where they are in the world, it's gonna get them going. It's gonna make them happy. You know, they're gonna listen to it with love. And so it's just gonna, you know, it just embodies people. And that's the power of music, and I love sharing that with people. I love helping people do it. And just imagine, you know, being able to sit down at a piano and actually create those types of sounds that you hear and love all the time that can change your mood. You can actually create that and express it on the piano instantly, spontaneously, however you like. And that's what I'm offering. That's what I want to offer to people. I'm offering a way to show you guys how to do that. And sometimes I feel like people don't, you know, sometimes I felt, because I've just started, but sometimes I felt like people aren't getting a clear picture. And I really want to get a clear picture of my vision and my goal for everyone who comes to the site or listens to the podcast. Because I want to give you guys that opportunity to make that emotional attachment to music and to really experience what it's like to just free yourself. Classical music, you're always playing what's on the page. I took classical music for 14 years, and it was fun. You know, it's great, great music, but you have to play what someone else writes. You know, it's like, for me, for certain types of people, it's like having to do what someone tells me to do. And that's why I love jazz, and that's why I loved going into business. I like being able to do what I want to do. I like being able to express myself however I want to do it creatively, you know, through the piano. And that's why I love doing the playing jazz piano. When you're soloing or you're creating harmonies or progressions, you have the ability to put colors in and make it your own. So whatever you're feeling at the time, however you want it to sound, you can make it sound that way. So with your determination, your willpower, and your motivation, you can make this happen. But I'm telling you guys right now, I'm gonna give you guys everything you need to get to that point without fail. There's no question in my mind. I'm gonna give you so much information at jazzpianoschool.com through the podcast, through the blog articles, through the paid course that's gonna be coming up. Okay, and even in the free video section that's already up on, I will continuously add to the free video section. I'm going to give you as much information as you could possibly need to be successful and be able to get to the level that I was just describing. You know, really bond with music and really create that emotional attachment. And that's my goal. That's my goal. I'm determined to do that because of the why. Because I know I want to help you guys get there. And that's going to keep me going and build this resource that I want to be the number one leading educator in jazz piano education across the world, in all the magazines and all the platforms, on all the podcasts. I want the podcast to be number one, and it's ultimately just to help you guys, because I want you to know that it's possible. So I'm here to help you. You're never going to feel like you don't have a teacher or an instructor or a motivator, so don't worry about that. But again, I can't physically like tie strings to my hands and then make you practice. You guys actually need to practice the music on your own. I'm going to do my best to instill motivation into you to practice, okay, by giving you podcasts like this to help you. But again, physically doing it, you just need to make sure you do it. And again, we'll talk about practice techniques and ways that I help myself get through those times when I don't want to practice. And trust me, guys, if you're like, yeah, you probably always want to practice. Trust me, I do not always want to practice. It feels great for me to sit down and always play the stuff I know how to play. It stinks when I have to actually learn and work through stuff I don't know how to play. But there's methods I've developed over the years and through my experience that really make it a lot easier, actually, than you're thinking in your head. And so I'll definitely make it a note to put that stuff out. But again, guys, so I just wanted to kind of talk to you about that, talk to you about the motivation and determination and really why I wanted to create the business. And I hope this gets you fired up. I hope it gets you ready to go, ready to just really dig in. And again, if you have questions, please leave comments on the website, right? Leave comments on the website. I like when other people see the comments. Go to the forum, ask questions in the forum. Ask to the community of people that are going on there and answering questions. And I'll be answering questions. My college professor friends, Dr. Griffith, will be answering. Joe Mazzaferro, who's a friend of mine, a great college professor, teaches. He's a trumpet player. He teaches in California. Will be answering questions, some questions. So, again, we're always going to be here. I'm always going to be here for you to help you get to that level where you can express yourself and just really create that strong bond with music. And I say this so honestly and so sincerely, every single person listening to me right now on this podcast can get there, okay? Without a doubt, I have absolutely no doubt. I'm as confident as I am that I'm breathing oxygen right now. Okay. So that's it, guys. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm going to Reno. I'm actually going to be in Reno this weekend playing for Reno Jazz Festival. So I'll send you guys some pictures on Facebook and stuff like that. Get some recordings. And then Jeff Keyser is going to be back in town. I'm actually going to probably listen to him play and hopefully talk to him a little bit. But we'll see what happens with that. So the traffic's actually moving. I killed the time talking to you guys in this podcast about jazzpianoschool.com. Now the traffic's moving, so I am good to go. But again, guys, thanks so much. And as always, if you could rate the podcast 5 stars, I'd really, really appreciate it. I don't know how the sound is going to sound because I'm talking on my iTunes headphones right now, but hopefully it comes out okay. So as always, guys, thanks so much and happy practicing.